Welcome back, everyone, to season two of our multi-schools podcast, the Multi-Schools Lowdown. Hopefully, some of you are rejoining us after listening to season one. This is now season two, and this has only come about because we have had so many listeners. So I want to take this opportunity, first of all, to thank everyone who has been downloading our episodes, but also all the people that have featured on season one and that will feature in season two as well. And I'm really pleased, and I hope that we've been able to share and break down perceptions throughout this difficult time, because that's the reason we've set this podcast up. Because most of our work, as you know, is normally done in schools. We can't do that. So this is the way we're adapting. And I hope that if you are at home, if you're stuck inside, you're able to listen and you're able to not only learn about some of the things and issues we've spoken about, but also hopefully lift you a little bit because of the positivity that we're trying to share through these podcasts. So if you did listen to season one, you will know that right back in episode one, I did an episode about the journey of the Multi-Schools Council, and it was called Changing Education. And I promised within that episode that at some point I would follow up with an episode all about where we are now and where we want to get to in this next year of this transitional phase of the multi-schools. And I'm calling it a transitional phase of the multi-schools because we've got to such a strong position now in Essex where we've got over 300 schools who are signed up to the Multi-Schools Council, that it's all about making it sustainable. Not sustainable at the moment. If it's sustainable, we need the support of Essex. And we have, in the last 2 years, managed to gain that support. But it's all about now taking that support to the next level. So I'm going to explain a bit about what that actually means so that other schools listening to this can see the value of getting involved. Parents know how we're trying to help the battle of making sure that schools are more inclusive and more children can get to where they need to. And also for young people to know that, you know, whatever happens, their voices are going to remain important in this Multi-Schools Council. And it is up to those young people to keep pushing that and making sure as well those voices are heard. So currently where we sit right now, the Multi-Schools Council that was set up in 2012, as you know, and over the last couple of years, myself seconded from Marketfield School to help expand that across Essex. Our fund has now been extended for the next academic year, which is brilliant. And it means now that we can work with the new SEND team. And it's a new SEND team because Essex have just redesigned their SEND provision. And if you listen to season one of our podcast, there's an episode on there, number 18, which is from the Director for Education, Claire Kershaw, and she talks about this new SEND team. Now, what we're going to try and do is make sure that everything we're doing right now remains. So in a year's time, I've already said to Essex, they shouldn't need me. They shouldn't need my input because it should be involved and it should be diluted within their SEND teams, everything that we're doing right now. So that means that the things and the ideas that the children have identified remain. So the way the multi-schools works is we ask our young people every 2 years, what are the three key things at the moment that matter to you in your lives that you want to use this forum to work on? And obviously, we're always working on raising awareness and understanding around SEN. That's a given. That's always happening. And our ambassadors, which are young people and older people that have been involved, said that mental health should remain as one of the key issues. So that's why if you follow our Facebook page and our Instagram page, you'll see that we talk a lot around mental health in schools because young people tell us it's important. But the three opportunities or the three ideas that they want to focus on in this next year, because we've already done 1 year of it, are sport opportunities for all, global warming and pollution, and homelessness. So they're three key areas that we're going to continue to work on and continue to work on with young people. And we'll be asking them what they think we could do to break down perceptions. We've already started to collect ideas from young people around the issues they feel should be on the list ready for us to vote in January 2021, moving ahead 2 more years. And then these ideas and these topics will be taken on by Essex. So at the moment on this list is illness, online abuse, gangs, and poverty. Now, that list will grow as we communicate with young people over these next few months about the issues they feel affect them right now. And what will happen is in each area of Essex, these children will then vote on those key areas. So if you do listen to these podcasts and you are a young person yourself and you've got an issue that you feel affects you and your friends right now, please let us know, because that will then go onto that list and young people of all different ages will vote on that. But obviously it's a lot more than that as well. We know that those issues are big because they matter to children. But if we then try and break it down further and we look at what is affecting young people right now in schools, and we know that a lot of the time that's discrimination, that's bullying, because they're seen as different, and that needs to change. And we're very passionate about changing that. So at the moment, what we do is we go into schools and we deliver things like SEN assemblies. We run autism awareness workshops with young people. We also run resilience programs as well. And what my job in the next year is going to be is making sure that the new inclusion partners that work in clusters with schools can take on some of these roles. So some of these inclusion partners, the plan and the vision is that they will then deliver these SEND assemblies alongside young people. They will run the autism awareness workshops, again, alongside young people. And they will run the mental health programs that we've started, again, with the input of young people. And at the heart of all of this, I know I keep repeating it, it's because it's so, so important. At the heart of everything we do is the young people. And I'm making it clear to Essex, and I will continue making it clear that everything that, you know, is decided in regards to how things are delivered, that are actually delivered to young people on a big scale, always must consult with young people. And that is what we're going to be doing. We've also got awareness around ADHD that we're going to be including this year. And children have also told us that they want to learn more about diabetes. So that's something that we're going to be working with health to ensure that there's a program that could be put in place for more young people to learn about diabetes. And that's type 1 and type 2. So how are we actually going to do it? Because I know I'm setting out the vision here and I'm trying to explain it as clearly as I can. So what we're going to do is we're going to speak to different groups within Essex. So Essex is such a wide county, which means that it's such a wide team as well. And if I'm honest, I'm still getting my head around the different teams and the way they work. But there are people responsible in Essex for leading around autism. And so they are going to be some of the people that we're going to involve with our autism awareness workshop. So as well as the inclusion partners, we need to ensure that their inclusion managers are on board. We also need to ensure that the assistant directors for education are on board. Because if we're going to really change understanding in schools, which involves also equipping staff to have better CPD so that they have a better understanding of autism, then we need to ensure that at the top level, we have the support that we need. So in the next month, I'm going to be presenting to the assistant directors about this vision, making sure that we've got their buy-in. We also need to make sure that our SEND assemblies are led. And we're already holding discussions with schools in the south and west of Essex about how their young people with SEND can help deliver these. So that it's, you know, a SEND assembly that's been designed by young people, but then is also delivered by young people. That's really, really important. The mental health work. So the Essex have designed a new wellbeing board, and there's a wellbeing team that sits within that. And there's also educational psychologists that sit around these new clusters that have dated within these SEND teams. And it's important that we bring these all together when we're talking around mental health. We also need the input of the clinical commissioning groups across Essex. The North Clinical Commissioning Group have been fantastic in supporting us, but that needs to be replicated in other areas. I'm really passionate that anything we offer needs to be an offer that, you know, any area can access. You know, a child in the South should have the same opportunities as a child in the North. And I understand that we are a big county and it is a challenge, but, you know, challenges can be overcome. Challenges can be met. So we need to make sure that we try and do that as constructively as possible. And that's all about bringing education and health closer together. And that's going to be part of the role in this next year too. We also need to make sure that at the very heart of this, the multi-school meetings remain. So as you know, or you hopefully know from seeing our work and hearing some of our stuff before, that once a term, throughout the whole academic year, children come together in different areas across Essex to discuss their views and their ideas on the topics I just mentioned at the start, but also on continually getting their feedback back on how we can break down perceptions. And that feedback is absolutely crucial. Now, feedback is not feedback for feedback's sake. I get very cross when you hear of organisations that will take children's views, say they're going to do something about it, and then nothing ever happens. That is demoralising for young people. It's quite simply a waste of everyone's time. And we need to make sure that that never happens in Essex. And that's why I'm really, really keen that, you know, the pupil forum voice, if it comes from ourselves or other groups in Essex, is at the heart of future services. So again, I'll be making sure that with these new inclusion partners, that they are helping to lead the multi-school meetings, that it's part of their role, so that they're also listening and gauging what young people are saying, because there's no point having a service if we never talk to young people. Education is for young people, which means they must have a voice within it. We also need to make sure that any kind of new services that are being commissioned, any feedback is involving young people at the heart of everything we do. So I'm making sure that with the SEND operations team, that they're putting together a framework of how this can actually work on a long-term scale. So there'll be a framework that looks at how young people were involved at every different stage and in every different corner of education. So then this goes back to when we talk about things like the EHTP process. How are young people actually getting their views across? It goes into things like the poet survey, where young people are asked specific questions. But again, how do they want that poet survey to look? It needs to be accessible to them. And then also part of this is working alongside forums such as the Essex Family Forum to make sure that parents and children and their views are heard at a greater level. So it's all about making sure these teams are coming together, and we have a great opportunity in this next year to do it. We also need to make sure that we continue to get the buy-in from schools, because we could have the most productive, the best singing or dancing local authority. That could be great. But if our schools aren't doing it and our schools aren't, you know, being open to being more inclusive, then we're never going to achieve what we want to achieve. The days need to disappear. We need to never see a day where a child is shown round a school and the head or whoever's showing that child around the school is saying, you know what, we can't meet their needs. You need to go to the school down the road to you, because that does happen and that should never happen. We should have an education system that is inclusive for all. Yes, we need special schools to offer a specialist provision to some young people, but that's not for every child. Mainstream schools also need the support to be able to do that, but it's all about having an inclusive environment. That is where it starts. If there was better training, which we want to implement in this next year into people's roles, if there was a better understanding amongst young people, and then if there was more support, then we would get to that stage. So that is what we are proposing in this next year. Now, we're not going to get everything right. I totally understand that. And we're probably not going to get everything that we want in this next year, but we're going to give it a blimmin' good try. And we need everyone's support. And that could be through downloading this podcast. That could be through going on our social media pages. That could be going through anything at all to ensure that young people have a voice, to ensure that we're really embedding the ethos of the multi-schools into the new SEND teams. It's an absolute once in a lifetime opportunity, and we need to make it happen. We also need to ensure that people and young people, especially that we've put in roles within our ambassadors, are continually involved in what happens next. So as I said at the start, in a year's time, Essex shouldn't need my input because it should be embedded into people's roles. And the forum should then run alongside that. But they also need to ensure that ambassadors, young people who have been involved in the Multi-Schools Council and understand it and understand the journey, they are involved on the different parts of, you know, however the SEND team evolves and however the SEND team includes young people in the future. And I'm really, really keen for that to happen as well. And then we also have the SEND Governance Board, where it brings together different people from social care, from health, from education together. And the agenda is all around SEND and improving the SEND provision in Essex. And within that, again, we need pupil voice. So it's making sure that in this next year, we really put at the heart of that young people. The other parts of the transition are going to be around things like linking up with other organisations, because we can't do this on our own. And we know that there are other charitable organisations as well that are doing some fantastic work. And we're always open to connect with those. Our YouTube channel as well is another great avenue that young people have told us we can break down perceptions. And we're really keen for colleges to get involved in that and help run that and produce that. We're also looking at employment targets. So we're going to be working very closely with the Essex employment team. And there'll be a podcast around that as well. And we're also always open to looking at recruiting ambassadors. The final bit I need to touch on is that we want to really generate links with the Department for Education. If you're listening beyond Essex, and we know we've got plenty of listeners beyond Essex too, we want to take what we're doing in Essex and replicate that in other areas. The only way we're going to be able to do that is if we get the support of the Department for Education. And over this next year, I'm going to try really hard to try and build those links. If we can't build those links, it's going to make it very difficult to take this out of Essex. We've got pockets of this in Hertfordshire, in Norfolk, and in the separate local authorities of Thurrock and Southend. And the only way we're going to be able to get into those local authorities at a greater scale is if we have the Department for Education's buy-in. So next time, either in this season or in season three, I'm going to do a podcast about why we need the Department for Education involved and a bit more detail about how we hope to do that. But for now, as I keep saying, the only way we can keep raising awareness is by the people that listen to these podcasts and by reaching out to other people who really don't have an understanding at the moment around SEN and around mental health and why it's important that we talk about these in schools. We, as I've said three or four times, have an absolute great opportunity now in Essex with the new redesign, with the things that are happening around getting parents involved and the pupil forum that we've created. We have a fantastic opportunity to grasp this and change. I don't think it's too drastic to say to change education, because if we keep doing these things in Essex and trying to push forwards, then other areas are going to have to listen and the Department for Education will have to listen, even if I have to go and knock on their doors. That's what we may need to do in the end, but I'm committed to making sure that we will break down as many perceptions as we can. And at the heart of it will be the young people with their views and with their ideas.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.